Prefab Sprouts and Billy, and before that XTC and the Disappointed, a 14 minutes past eight, the Full English Breakfast Show. We're still doing the indoors disco after 9 o'clock.
We have been, ooh. I have been, yes.
Okay, I'm afraid to say I haven't managed to get up before that time for the last couple of weeks, so I haven't been doing it, but we'll do it this morning after 9 o'clock. We're going to jump around for a bit. Now, what about masks?
Yes, apparently, well, I mentioned it a few weeks ago that you can register, I think it was from last Monday, masks.nice.fr to register. To place an order, you have to give your tax number as well at the same time,
really?
Tax d'habitation or your income tax number. And then there'll be distribution points throughout Nice that will be made available from, I believe it's the 28th of April.
That's anywhere in so the metropole, though. So
yeah.
If you're not in the metropole,
this
think
is
again.
What you were saying.
Yeah, because Antibes isn't, only present in the metropole Nice Côte d'Azur.
Right, so that's for in Nice. On the other hand, they are being, apparently, pharmacies are going to be supplied for them in the coming days. And you can get them from pharmacies, but of course you'll have to pay for them.
Yes. Because, are we all going to have to wear them out in the streets or just
we
on public transport?
Yeah. No, it's going to be compulsory.
Taken my eye off the news a bit the last couple of weeks. It's just
yeah.
been so
I
depressing,
mean,
really.
Yeah, the masks, it's a bit of an odd one, isn't it? Because at first they were saying no, now they've said yes. Was that because of the lack of supplies? Then giving a date. I mean, if they thought the scientific council to the government was saying it should be effective immediately, really, I can't believe why they have to wait until the 11th of May. If it's that important to wear one, we should all be wearing them now.
The jury's still out, really, on where. I mean, we do know that it helps if you have actually contracted the virus. It helps to stop spreading it to other people, but it doesn't actually give you any protection against it, does it?
Well, it could just take away some of the other gestures that you should be doing anyway, because you think you're protected wearing the mask, and then they're worried that people might, you know, slacken on hand washing and other things that are just as important.
It seems like the social distancing is going to be here for quite some time, though, so...
Yes, it does
what
look
does that
way.
Mean for restaurants and bars? I suppose a lot of the restaurants in Nice, because we are blessed with such good weather, you know, you could have tables outside, couldn't you, sort of 2 metres apart?
Yeah, you could do that. But then again, there've been reports recently saying no one really knows where that came from, the 1-2 metre social distancing.
Well, it's the distance if you'll pardon the expression, the phlegm travels, the particles.
I know, but nobody actually knows who decided that that was a measure that should be
some clever scientist somewhere.
In place.
There was a report, I think, while you were away, that the particles can travel up to a distance of 8 metres if someone's got a really bad sneeze. Particles can get a lot further than 2 metres.
Yeah, so. And I saw that from standing behind a jogger, apparently. If you're walking behind a jogger, yeah, it has to be at least 6 metres,
yeah.
Should they cough or sneeze. Or they even were spitting yesterday.
Oh, that's...
Which
know,
is... I don't understand that.
Walking down the road the other day, I mean, a guy was just sneezing his head off and not covering it with his elbow or anything. Some people are still blissfully unaware of what they might be passing on. But just going back to the restaurants, I mean, it's a real crisis for restaurants and pubs.
Oh, it's a very sad state of affairs. And hopefully, again, they had a meeting on Friday and they've said that by the end of May they will give an announcement as to when a possible date for reopening restaurants. But look, Hugh have just said that, you know, you could get it again. There's
yes.
nothing to say you're protected from
Absolutely.
It. So how is any of this... It kind of throws everything back up into the air again as to whether... You should be confined or not, and what lockdown does, and if you can go and get if you've had it and you can get it again, I can't even imagine to think how you can control it.
There's no doubt the lockdown has worked though, because you see the numbers of deaths going down sort of on a daily basis now. But as you say, if you let everybody out again, all of a sudden you might see the cases spiking up. So
well, yes, and then they've got to have a certain percentage of immunity to it in order for it not to just come back again. I mean,
it's just an unfolding nightmare, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and dread the thought that they let everybody out and then they say, oh no, we've got too many cases, everybody back in again. And I can't understand why there isn't more a continuity between all European countries.
Mm.
I would have thought that. I know the borders are closed, but, you know, Italy, for example, they're not sending their children back to school until September. Sweden haven't had a lockdown at all, or very small measures. Spain are now, after 6 weeks, out of confinement. It just seems that every country is doing their own thing, which I'm not sure whether that's a good idea. And look at Vietnam. No deaths. 300 cases.
Have you
and
tried drinking,
next door to China.
Drinking Dettol?
No, I decided to avoid that piece of advice.
Well, I mean, in all the sort of gobbledygook that President Trump came out with last week, there was one grain of truth in it, and it does seem clear that the virus survives less well in hot temperatures. So even though it's not going to get rid of it, as the summer unfolds and it gets hotter and people hopefully are outside.
Well, that's like Professor Rolt has been saying that it will become a seasonal
Professor Rolt with his hydroxychloroquine.
Yes, that controversial.
That's gone down like a lead balloon, hasn't it? Watched any good films recently?
No, but I watched that series, well, The Quiz. The Quiz,
Oh, that's brilliant.
I did watch that.
Really?
Yeah,
good.
I thought that was very good. Although I still can't decide whether they were guilty or not.
Well, there's an appeal going on, isn't
there?
If you're not aware of it, this is the story from Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, featuring Chris Terrence as the compere, and the coughing major, or his mate, was coughing.
Yes.
And did they cheat their way to £1 million? It was dramatised on ITV a couple of weeks ago, and it was really, really good, three parts. But they've actually launched an appeal now, because he says he didn't do it.
He does. He still claims that he is innocent.
And Chris Tarrant came out the next day and said, I knew he was a cad and a bounder. Anyway, no, films. We've been taking in turns to sort of choose a movie each night at home.
That's very reasonable. Yeah.
And got turned onto a really weird Japanese animation, which my wife chose, called Spirited Away. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't.
It's on Netflix.
Okay.
Now, you may not like animated films and you may think it's just for kids, but I urge you to watch it.
Spirited Away.
Spirited Away. It's on Netflix. My choice one night was a fish called Wanda.
Archie!
Where have they gone? Quick! Where have they gone?
They're gone.
What? Are you all right? Where have they gone?
They're gone to the...
What the... Are you ill?
No.
What? Have you got a stutter?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, fine. Don't worry. Do you know where they've gone? Fine. Yeah. Where?
Hotel.
Hotel? Which hotel?
Go on.
Slowly, very slowly. Slowly.
The car.
No hurry. Sing it. Sing. The car. Plenty of time. The car. Oh, come on! I'm sorry. All right, wait. Write it. Cathcart Towers Hotel. Well, where is it? Ken, where is it? Where?
Again.
Heathrow Airport.
I might have to watch that again. I haven't seen it for years.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite rude in places. I wasn't quite sure if it was suitable for a 12-year-old still. There's sort of a few effing blinding all over the place. But.
Today's quiz. On this day in 1969, which British band appeared in Birmingham and was described by Radio 1 DJ John Peel at the time as sounding like dying galaxies lost in sheer corridors of time and space?
Was it The Move?
No, the recordings from the show were included in the group's 1969 album, Amagama.
Pink Floyd.
Yes.
Hey, like, wow, man.
Question number two. On this day in 1967, which female singer and Eurovision Song Contest winner of the same year?
Sandy Shaw.
Yes, and her hit was?
Puppet on a String.
Correct. And finally, it's her birthday today, Scottish singer.
Lulu.
No, born on this day.
Easton.
Born on this day in 1959. She had several hits, including, of course, a James Bond theme and duets with Prince, You Got the Look, and Kenny Rogers, We've Got Tonight, as well as the number one in the US and number three in the UK in 1980, Morning Train.
I've forgotten all about the pop quiz.
Oh, right, okay.
I'd almost forgotten about Sheena Easton, especially this one.
Oh, come on, Pet.
On FM and DAB Plus across the Côte d'Azur, on your phone and worldwide online. This is Riviera Radio with the latest local news for the south of France.
Sarah Leister has the top stories across the Riviera.
There's been a drop in the number of deaths from coronavirus in France. Figures released on Sunday saw 242 deaths reported in 24 hours compared to 369 the previous day. 22,856 patients have died in France from COVID-19 since the beginning of the epidemic. Of these deaths, 14,202 occurred in hospitals and 8,654 in nursing homes. In the region, one death was reported on Sunday, bringing the total to 187 deaths in the Outremer team and 191 in the Var. There were no new cases of coronavirus reported in the principality on Sunday. French Prime Minister Edouard Philippe will present the government plan for the end of lockdown to the National Assembly on Tuesday afternoon. France has announced that on May the 11th, after 8 weeks of confinement, schools will open progressively, people will be able to return to work, transport will be operating, and masks and gels, as well as tests, will be made available for the most vulnerable. In other news, 28 care workers from Monaco, Nice, Cagnes-sur-Mer, Cannes, Toulon and Marseille are to leave the Côte d'Azur today to go and help healthcare workers in the Grand Est, one of the worst hit regions by the coronavirus in France. They will join a previous group of care workers which left the region for the Grand Est on April the 12th. Providing essential health services during the coronavirus pandemic and limiting human contact as much as possible, a teleconsultation service has been implemented in the principality. The Princess Grace Hospital has already acquired a video conference solution, while the government offers a solution to the other health services and centres. All the information is available at the website www.covid19.mc. A clinic in Marseille is offering future fathers the possibility to be allowed to remain during the entire maternity stay for expecting mothers. Since the start of the coronavirus epidemic, expecting mothers have wondered if the father will be able to attend the birth. Now, at the Bouchard Clinic, fathers can be confined with mothers. The move is not only to avoid the risks of contamination, but above all to allow parents to live together the birth of their child. In Saint-Tropez and the Var, local officials are investigating reports that wealthy residents of Le Parc de Saint-Tropez have had access to private coronavirus tests at a time when local hospital staff face a lack of screening. Local media has reported that around 60 of Le Parc residents and their friends have been offered COVID-19 tests at a private unit on the grounds staffed by a doctor. The report saw an angry reaction from neighbours nearby, with the mayor of Saint-Tropez attempting to defuse the row. He said that the wealthy residents were willing participants in a clinical blood trial and accused social networks and the press of distorting the facts. However, the Pasteur Institute in Paris, a national centre for developing and authorising tests, said it knew nothing about those carried out at Le Parc. Niçois and world champion goalkeeper Hugo Lloris has announced that he has auctioned off his gloves worn during the 2019 Champions League final to raise funds for caregivers in the fight against the coronavirus. Following an initiative from handball goalkeeper and world champion Cyril Dumoulin, several auctions have been organised for the benefit of hospitals on the front line in France. France has ruled that Amazon France must limit sales during lockdown to only essential items such as IT goods, health products, food and pet food. Amazon has lost its battle to continue selling non-essential goods in France after failing to convince French authorities that they had taken the necessary measures to protect staff from COVID-19. According to reports, the French court has threatened Amazon with a €100,000 fine for every order which fails to meet the court's order. The World Health Organization has warned that there is no evidence to prove that people who have tested positive with coronavirus are protected against reinfection. The warning states that with the current state of research, there is nothing to confirm that a sick person does not risk becoming reinfected, a crucial question as several countries, including France, are preparing to tackle their deconfinement. Air France has released figures showing that their current activity of the airline represents 2 to 3% of the normal turnover for the month of April. In an interview with French media, the Director General of Air France KLM, Benjamin Smith, says a return to normal activity will take up to 2 years, but stresses that the loan from the French state will allow to pass the most difficult period. The French and Dutch states have promised massive aid to save Air France KLM with €10 billion in bank loans. Finally, many employees in France may be wondering if they have the right to take time off over the summer following the confinement in France. As it stands, until the end of the year, the employer may impose dates beyond July and August, along with the duration of holidays and a number of days of CP or RTT to be taken. An order dated March the 25th allows employers to impose vacation dates and the number of days to take. Employers can also set a vacation period, even if other dates have been confirmed. While 2 weeks of vacation may be taken, it may not necessarily be in July or August, but until the end of October. The period of imposed days cannot exceed December the 31st, 2020. The next question is maybe where to go. This remains rather unclear. On several occasions, the French government has been cautious about travel, especially abroad. With long-distance travel not recommended, it is expected that an announcement will be made on travel restrictions by the government ahead of the end of lockdown.
Riviera Radio, Sports News.
Could always go to the south of France.
You could try.
Football players at Serie A sides in Italy will be able to return to individual training on the 4th of May as the government starts to ease coronavirus lockdown restrictions. There are hopes that matches in the league could resume between the 27th of May and the 2nd of June, with an end date for the season towards the early part of August. So far, there are no details of whether games will have to be played behind closed doors, but the Italian government is to give further clarification during the week. I've forgotten how to play football.
What do you mean you forgot how to play?
Well, it's been so long since I've seen a game. Still hoping Liverpool are going to wrap up the Premier League?
Oh, don't. I mean, what a shame.
Yeah, I think they will do it, actually. Rugby union, the England prop Joe Marler will not miss a game despite picking up a 10-week ban for grabbing the genitals of the Wales captain Alan Wynne-Jones during the Six Nations game in March. This was Sarah's favourite story at the time, I seem to remember. Marler was banned for 10 weeks on the 12th of March, but as every fixture that he was supposed to play in during the ban has been postponed, he'll be able to return to the field on the 7th of June, providing there are any games allowed to go ahead. And in cricket, the England and Wales Cricket Board has said that it's received multiple offers from other countries to help complete the domestic season. On Friday, the ECB said no matches would be played in England and Wales until the 1st of July because of the coronavirus outbreak. Abu Dhabi's offered to host some matches. Then there have been offers from as far away as Australia and New Zealand. Any matches that are held domestically could be played behind closed doors.
The Marine Weather Forecast, brought to you by Oyster Yachts. Be safe on the seas with Oyster Yachts.
Four coastal areas up to 20 miles offshore the Al Maritime in the VAR. The general situation is weak high pressure, 1,015 millibars over the region, and a depression, 1,010 millibars between the Balearics and Sardinia, moving east. Our winds are southeasterly, force 2 to 4. The sea is slight, visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Saint-Jean-Cap-Ferrat, 1,015 millibars. And the outlook for Tuesday, rain, force 3 to 5, northwesterly winds, slight to moderate seas and good visibility. For North Corsica, winds are variable, force 2 to 4, the sea is slight, visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Cap Corse, 1,015 millibars. And the outlook for Tuesday, cloudy, force 3 to 5, southerly winds, slight to moderate seas and good visibility.
The Marine Weather Forecast, brought to you by Oyster Yachts. Crafted by British boat builders since 1973, the best ocean-going sailing yachts in the world. The world is your oyster. Make Oyster your world. OysterYachts.com.
Riviera Radio. Weather.
Partially cloudy, perhaps the odd rumble of thunder this afternoon. Light southerly winds. Temperatures 18 to 22 degrees, up to 72 degrees Fahrenheit in places. Overnight lows 15 degrees on the coast, 13 degrees inland with scattered showers. Tuesday and Wednesday not looking great tomorrow. A rain for most of the day. Fine again on Wednesday. Highs of 18 to 20 degrees over the next couple of days. Finally,
while many think age is just a number, a recent survey has put a figure on when you're officially old, and you may not like the answer. Mm. The survey pinpointed the point at which we think we're past it is...
56.
56, no. 61.
Really? Oh, dear.
It also found that 3/4 of us worried about ageing and half say it makes us feel stressed. But it isn't grey hair, wrinkles and hair loss which most concern us. While we are worried about putting on weight and looking less attractive as we get on, by far the biggest fears are over health and money.
It's the little niggles.
Little niggles. You know, I'll give you a little niggle.
You know, leg ache. Thinking, you know, what's wrong with me? Oh, I'm getting old. That's what's wrong with me. So, nothing to be done about it.
No.